We started the show looking back 1 year ago, January 6th, the breach of the Capitol, and I believe we're joined by Representative Ann Custer, 2nd Congressional District, and she's someone who knows that day very well because she was there, and I remember seeing images of the representative, and I have not spoken with her directly about this, so thank you for joining us, Representative Custer, because I imagine that was a rather traumatic day for you and the days after, and just your thoughts today, and how do we heal as a nation going forward, because the divisiveness seems about to be about as but the same as it was a year ago.
Yeah, Jack, great to be with you. Thank you so much. Yep, kind of a dramatic day down here in Washington as we make our way through the commemoration of January 6th and just reminding citizens across this country how close we came. And I've learned new information even since I experienced that day. It turns out that when I was being evacuated, when we escaped across the hall on the third floor of the Capitol into an elevator, we now know that the rioters were actually in that hallway, 40 or 50 feet away. And so it's really given me pause today thinking about just the vehemence, the violence in that mob. What would have happened? I mean, seconds, you know, not moments, not minutes away. They had bear spray, they had weapons, and if members of Congress had been killed or assaulted or kidnapped that day, we would not have been able to go back into the chamber that night and certify the election. So it's a very sobering day. You know, I'm a victim and a witness to this historic attack on the Capitol and just trying to provide testimony and then to look forward and to heal the country, but to remind every citizen that they play a role. We have to be vigilant about our democracy.
Representative Custer, you reminded me and others, people may forget a year ago because there's so much happening in our lives, but it struck me that we were able to go back in and certify the election that evening, that the system as tested as it was worked in later that night. People may have forgotten that. I mean, think of dramatic. I mean, that's rather dramatic. Let me ask you this, Representative Custer. A lot of, as the president said, there have been hearings. The Capitol Police have done reviews. Like any event, there's been a lot of post-analysis on what could have, how things could have been different. And there were a lot more people outside than the people that actually breached. I mean, I believe outside, I never got a number. Was it tens of thousands of people showed up that day? I mean, was the number, you may know the number. How many people were there? But my question is,
I think tens of thousands, and I think close to 1,000 that breached the Capitol and broke in.
Do you believe that you're safer? Do you believe that you're safer? Members of Congress and the Capitol Police have done what they need to, or do you still feel that something like this could happen again?
We just had a briefing by the new head of the Capitol Police, and I do feel very confident about the steps that have been taken. But, Jack, you raise a very important question. Part of what the January 6th Commission, and it is a bipartisan commission with Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger involved, part of what Liz Cheney revealed last week is that they have an eyewitness to determine that the President of the United States waited for over 3 hours to send in the National Guard to restore control of the Capitol. And that's what's frightening to me. Yes, mm-hmm. I think the Capitol Police, the Metropolitan Police, the National Guard, the Pentagon, we can rely on them. And keep in mind that we did 2 weeks later. Remember that we came back for the inauguration.
Right.
And you may not know this, but I wore body armor to the inauguration because of the fear that we had about another attack on the Capitol.
Representative Custer, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, yes, I think we're safer, but I'm very fearful if someone else was in the White House that had ill intentions against our government, that we would be at risk.
Do you, Representative Custer, just remembering a year ago, you were there, you're there now, you were there and had to be taken out and brought back in. You touched upon something, and it made, and you've had a life in the political public policy side. I remember your mom, and you know, it's passionate to you, and you're running again. But I look in the environment, I look at the environment politically speaking, and we've had ups and downs and testy moments in our country in the last decades. But right now, I've never seen a more toxic environment. And we had one of the candidates running for Congress as a Republican on recently, and she said that since she announced, she's had death threats. And on both sides of the aisle. And it just seems that we have a very, I mean, you know, the sad thing is, and I do remember your late mom, there was a time when if you were in an elementary school or high school and a member of like the state Senate came to your high school to speak, it was quite an honor. Today, people, the whole political divisiveness and the environment, who would want to run for public office and put your family through this? And that's a sad statement.
Well, and you know, Jack, I appreciate it. I always appreciate when you invoke my mom, former state senator Susan McClain. And to me, public service is an important calling, and I want to encourage any of your listeners to run for office. I think I grew up in a Republican household, and I represent a mixed district, Republicans, independents, Democrats, and I work in a very bipartisan way, but I believe there's misinformation that is leading people astray, and it's upon me and my colleagues to set the record straight about what happened on January 6th, about the threats to our democracy, and then to look forward, to work together. We do have a simple rule in my office with my team. I say I'll work with anyone on the other side of the aisle that's willing to recognize the lawful election of the President of the United States, Joe Biden. And if they don't, and I have some colleagues to this day who don't, then they're not going to be effective. You know, you've got to pass a bill in the House and mm-hmm. the Senate, get it signed into law by the president, and I want to be effective representing my constituents in New Hampshire.
Well, again, you know, I want to get into it, but we had a guest on recently, Corey Iles. I forget the guest. Is it Peter Navarro? He was
yes.
a former member of the Trump administration. He's written this book, and he was trying to make the case with me that, you know, that we need to just relitigate and keep focusing on the last election. And he brought up Kennedy and Nixon, and he kind of opened that door, and I said, I have a question for you. I remember that election well. I grew up north of Boston, and I've always been a fan of JFK and just sort of that whole election and his shortened presidency and what we went through as a nation with the assassinations and the civil rights and an unpopular war. But my question eventually with Vietnam, my question with JFK, though, you can question all day long whether or not Ambassador Kennedy bought votes in Chicago or not. And it was a razor-thin election, and JFK, the senator at the time, went to bed that night in Hyannisport not knowing if he had won. I said, but who became president? He was president. So let's look to the future. Let's look to the future elections.
Right.
My question
right.
to you on the future stuff is, what are the months and the days ahead look like? Are you worried that this divisiveness, do you see any break in the action? I mean, the midterms are coming up. It just seems
yeah,
to me
I
that...
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Sure. No, I think what's going to happen, we're going to have accountability and judicial, you know, action. And look, we already have over 700 people have criminal acts and are being sent to jail mm-hmm. for this domestic terrorism attack on our Capitol. I think we'll have this bipartisan January 6th commission in the coming months have public hearings and testimony. They have already spoken to 300 eyewitnesses. They know what happened leading up to January 6th, who's culpable in fomenting this rebellion, if you will. And then let's move forward. Let's move forward to mm-hmm. a free and fair election in November of 2022, the midterm, and then a presidential election that we all can be proud of, and we'll recognize the results. And, you know, Jack, I've always said I was disappointed in the outcome in 2016. And what you do is you start organizing for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
And you don't storm the Capitol and try to overthrow the democracy. That's a coup. That's what happens in third world countries. That's
right.
not what happens here in the United States of America. And so the president and the vice president spoke this morning about rule of law. We are a nation of laws, and we abide by those decisions. And the other thing that you just have to point up, the hypocrisy, elected officials, Republican colleagues of mine, who are elected on the same ballot on the 2020 election. And here they are trying to deny the election of the president, but I haven't heard a single one of them try to take back their own election. And so, look, it's important. Let's uphold. Well, we've always run very straight elections in New Hampshire, and let's continue to do that on a bipartisan basis. Let's support our local elected officials and our election officials who run these elections. It's not an easy thing to do. But we did it in the midst of a pandemic, and it worked, right. And there's no sign of fraud. So thank you for your time today.
I appreciate you joining us. And it's interesting, we just had Mike Pence on the show a few weeks ago. It was a sitting vice president who certified the election. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, as he said, you know, he goes, you know, he did what he thought was right. And even Mike Pence, one of the most conservative, truly conservative, philosophical people, I think you'd agree with me, former vice president, former
Absolutely.
Governor,
yes.
And maybe presidential candidate. I'm not sure if he runs again. But, you know, good person. You know, he even got, I mean, just look at what he went through for doing what he thought was right. Representative Custer, thank you on this January 6th, 1 year later. We appreciate it. Stay well, and we'll get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire. Make it a great Thursday.
Great to be with you, Jack. Stay safe and happy New Year.
All
bye-bye.
Right.